Okay, so let's get started on upgrading our project from Unity 4 to Unity 5. Here I am in GitHub, and I just want to apologize in advance for the frame rate of this video. I'm recording in 1080p and it's making my computer run a little hot, but if I didn't, you guys wouldn't be able to read the tiny font on the screen, so just bear with me. So here we are in the project, and we're going to go ahead and open it up. Your project was last opened with an older version of Unity. After upgrading, you will not be able to open the project with older versions of Unity. But we want to click on Upgrade, and it'll take a few minutes to take some time and work through some stuff. I uploaded my project to GitHub, and so yes, I have made a backup, which is the next thing that Unity is going to ask us. So click on I made a backup, go ahead, and it's going to grind the gears and churn it away. And yes, we're going to have quite a few errors because there are a lot of redundancies and things that have become obsolete with the new Unity editor. Now, at this point, I generally like to do some organizational stuff. We've got 10th Planet Master, animations, audio. So here we are in our assets, and let's take a look through these and see what we need and what we don't need anymore. So we've got prefabs, scenes, Unity VS. This you shouldn't need anymore, because after updating to 5.3, we shouldn't need this anymore, and the editor should already have it. So we can go ahead and delete this. There we go. Goodbye. Now, I'm not even sure how many of these assets I'm using anymore, since it's been so long, since I've been in limbo with this project. So let's take a look at our standard assets and go into our scenes. So I'm going to make a folder called Old Scenes to put the old things in, and I'm going to take the things that I'm not sure if I'm using, or actually that I know that I'm not using anymore because they're old scenes, and I'm just going to drag them and drop them into the Old Scenes folder I just made. And now that I think about it, I think I'm actually going to take all of these and put them into Old Scenes and then work forward as I go. And we'll only work with the new scenes as we make sure everything works. Let's see what this error says. Controller render run 10 transition in state any state uses a parameter death which does not exist in controller. In state any state uses parameter death which does not exist in this controller. Oh, I see, it uses death, but death doesn't exist here. So this might have just been outdated. So here we have shock and any state, transition any state. So that's just the same as, death is the same as shock. So let's set death to shock. Transition any state uses parameter death, which does not exist in the controller. Okay, so that's just the same. And let's scroll down here. Okay, the rest of these are just warnings about obsolete stuff. Let's see here. Unity engine application load level. That is not something that is used in Unity 5. So we will need to get rid of all the load levels eventually. Scripts. Restart, UI manager scripts. The rest of these are just warnings about obsolete stuff like application load level, which I see we use in quite a few places because I was just loading new scenes to change between the start menu, the game, and the game over. In Unity 5 now, the game should be updated. So let's go ahead and click on play and see if we can play our game and see what happens. I'm not sure if the game will load right off the bat, and the UI might not fit. Okay, so the game does work, but it's going a little slow. Here we can see how when I adjust the size from up and down, the user interface doesn't scale very well, so I need to adjust the UI to fit. If I go into Canvas and see the Canvas scaler script, you want to set that to make sure that it scales properly. So make sure that that box is checked, and we'll go in there and fix it later. Now, you notice how she isn't moving all the way upward. In Unity 4, there was no root motion, but in Unity 5, now there is. So that we'll need to fix her root motion to make it so that she can run at the top of the level. And so if we go into our inspector on our character player, check for apply root motion in the animator. So after applying for root motion, now we can see that she is able to go all the way up to the top of the screen. Now the box is not checked. just to clarify. So our game is working after we got rid of the errors, and we can ignore the warnings for now. There we go. So the game is functional. It was a fairly painless transition. So it works, but it's not exactly optimal or clean. And be aware that your scripts were all updated by basically a machine. And so the code is not going to be great in a lot of places. Let's see if we can find a good example of this. I think here in Character Final should be a good example of this. So let's open up Visual Studio to take a look at this script. You can't reference components just natively anymore. And now, anywhere in the script that we see the line get component, we just replace it with that rigid body. So we effectively cache it locally so we don't have to do that get component more than one time. And we could potentially make this a public or a serialized number so that we don't have to drag it through the inspector and not have that get component, but that's entirely up to you.